You're listening to SBS News.
Apparently there was a shooting outside the White House just a couple of hours ago, and we're still learning everything. We still don't know the motive. There's a lot that we haven't yet figured out.
That's U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance at an appearance in Kentucky, reacting to news of a shooting near the White House in Washington, D.C. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video from the scene, but Metropolitan Police Department Executive Assistant Chief Jeffrey Carroll says they believe this was a targeted attack.
Approximately 2:15 this afternoon, members of the D.C. National Guard were on high visibility patrols in the area of 17th and I Street Northwest when a suspect came around the corner, raised his arm with a firearm and discharged at the National Guard members.
ABC America news cameraman Chris was there.
And what I heard were, you know, like pop, pop, pop. You know, it could have been a steel plate or something. There's a lot of construction and things going around. So I just thought that maybe it was a plate, some plates going on, something like that. But then boom, boom, boom. And so I'm starting to hear these, you know, big guns. I'm like, okay, this is something's going on.
The soldiers have been identified as National Guardsmen from West Virginia, part of the deployment ordered by President Donald Trump to the nation's capital. More than 300 West Virginia National Guard members were deployed in August, and last week about 160 of them volunteered to extend their stay until the end of the year, while others returned to West Virginia just over a week ago. The medical condition of the two guardsmen remains unclear. This news report from Live Fox shared a sad update from the state's governor, Patrick Morrissey.
We are learning from the governor of West Virginia, Patrick Morrissey, saying it is with great sorrow that we can confirm both members of the West Virginia National Guard who were shot earlier today in Washington, D.C., have passed away from their injuries.
The West Virginia governor later walked back the statement, saying his office was receiving conflicting reports about their condition. In any case, agents from the U.S. Secret Service and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives have been swarming over the scene. As National Guard troops stand sentry nearby. Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe has told CNN this is standard practice.
Just knowing there's been a shooting in that area, as Chief pointed out, you've got so many different agencies that are overlapping each other in this space. DC Metro PD clearly in the lead here. This is their turf, but you're in between the White House, where you have Secret Service, you've got Park Police. They have locations that they're responsible for all over the city. You've got the other federal agencies like the FBI. So there's the capability of a massive response.
Metropolitan Police Chief Carroll says a suspect has been taken into custody. He says he was also shot and that his injuries are not believed to be life-threatening.
The National Guard members, there were other members that were in the area. They were able to, after some back and forth, able to subdue the individual and bring them into custody. Within moments, members of law enforcement in the area were also able to assist and bring that individual into custody.
Donald Trump was at his West Palm Beach golf course ahead of the Thanksgiving holidays. The incident unfolded. The president posted on his Truth Social website that he wants the perpetrator, who he called an animal, to pay a heavy price for the shooting. The presence of the National Guard in the nation's capital has been a flashpoint issue for months, fueling a court fight and a broader public policy debate about the Trump administration's use of the military to combat what officials like Pete Hegseth cast as an out-of-control crime problem.
This will only stiffen our resolve to ensure that we make Washington, D.C. safe and beautiful. The drop in crime has been historic.
Critics of the deployment, like Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, have said the Trump administration is targeting districts that oppose the president politically.
We've seen at every turn that they've tried to militarize our cities. What is the purpose of that? It's all a show.
Authorities say it's too early to say if the motive for the shooting is connected to these issues, though there has been concern about rising levels of politically related violence across the country. Vice President Vance says the incident is a reminder of the Guard's visibility and importance.
It's a somber reminder that soldiers, whether they're active duty, reserve, or National Guard, our soldiers are the sword and the shield of the United States of America.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.